And we're back. Mind your business with Isaac Saftless right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining me here on this edition of Mind Your Business, presented by Investors Bank. As the world deals with the COVID-19 pandemic, executives at Investors Bank will be sharing worthwhile banking and business management recommendations. The first segment of the show featured the Chief Lending Officer, Richard Spangler, and now I have the honor of speaking with Dorian Hansen, Chief Marketing and Product Officer at Investors Bank. Dorian, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to be on your show.
Thank you. So perhaps we could talk about marketing in general. What are some of the important lessons that we could learn about marketing during times like these?
Well, it has been, an extraordinary last few weeks. And I would say that what I have been very fortunate to have a team of people that are just terrific. And we are working, 12, 14-hour days, really just making wholesale changes to the way we are communicating with our customers and what we're talking about. To be authentic, to be empathetic and recognizing that people are, overwhelmed and they're afraid and there's so much uncertainty, whether it be with their health, their family's health, financial uncertainty, job security. There's so many things in play right now that, my feeling and the feeling of our team is that the ability to communicate clearly and communicate often. And we're keeping our message simple and we're just doing a lot of it.
Such important lessons about keeping it authentic and simple, which, we would all agree is important any time that a person is, a company is communicating, but certainly in times like these when, there's a limited amount of headspace that people have when you're communicating a message.
And we want our communications to be, helpful and be a resource for our customers and have them think of us as a place to go if they need help. I mean, we're a bank, right? And during these uncertain times, how do we provide, guidance and direction to our customers who are concerned, who are scared. Yeah. So a lot of our information is, it's resource provided. We've redone our website. We have a lot of links to other government websites. So we want to be the go-to place for our customer when they think about their finances and their banking.
So perhaps we could move, what are some of the key points that Investors Bank would like its customers and the community at large to know?
I think first and foremost is that we are here for them. We, we are keeping our branches open, but never putting our employees in any unnecessary risk. So we made changes. For example, some of our branches are only drive-through. Other branches that don't have the drive-through capability are by appointment only. We also are offering our customers appointments virtually, meaning they can go on the website and book an appointment and we can FaceTime the customer. So that's something that we've never done in the past. So we've had to be a lot more creative around how we are ensuring that we are readily available to the customer. So the branches, yes, we've changed our hours. We've shortened them. We've changed how people can actually, enter the branch or not. We have modified the call center hours. We've tightened up the hours at our NICE center. We put more people on staff to handle the call volume. We had an extraordinary spike in calls. People want to know about, what will happen if they can't make their mortgage payment. Can they make a payment late? What about account maintenance fees? And we have taken a very, very liberal approach. And we are not charging customers to use their, ATM card at other banks. We're not charging customers maintenance fees on their accounts if their balances drop. We are not charging customers for overdraft fees if somehow, their account goes, short pay, they don't have sufficient funds. So we are just constantly thinking about how we make it easier for our customer right now. Life is tough enough right now, and we want to be, our bank is really in the best interest of our customers and for them to be able to look back at this dark time in all our lives and to say, wow, you know, Investors was there for me. We have our bankers reaching out to our customers who are potentially at high risk or our elderly customers. We have employees that have gone food shopping for our customers and brought them food if they can't, so they don't have to leave their home.
You know, I'm just going to even point out that last week we had Dominic Kama on the program, and while the show was airing, an executive at Maimonides reached out to me. He says, yes, we have benefited from Investors Bank. They are great. They're awesome how they're coming through. And I just want to, you know, take the opportunity to point that out, because just like you mentioned, the executives are putting in 12 to 14 hour days in order to make life better in whichever way possible for the consumers of Investors Bank. And a, you know, special thank you to you and the team, because it's, you know, it, you know, how are people going to notice it unless it's pointed out? I mean,
right. I mean, in fact, we donated $100,000 to Stony Brook University Hospital. Wow. The work that they're doing out in Long Island is extraordinary. And in fact, they are in right on the hospital property. They're putting a field hospital with over 1,000 beds.
Mm. Wow.
So we donated to their COVID crisis fund in support of their efforts to, you know, to protect and help the community.
Mm. My guest is Dorian Hansen, Chief Marketing and Product Officer at Investors Bank. Moving to a rather delicate and complicated area, which is, of course, so unfortunate that we even have to have the discussion, is that, you know, there are thieves out there, online thieves, and of course the world of account takeovers, scams, phishing. It's a terrifying prospect, especially since today so much of the world has moved to online banking. Perhaps you could share some important tips how people could be, you know, have their guard up and be protected from any type of online scamming, phishing, any of those terrible threats to people's information online.
You're exactly right. You know, we are seeing a nice increase in people adopting, you know, online banking or mobile banking, if you will, and that's great, and it allows people to bank, you know, from the security and safety of their own home. But with that comes an opportunity for bad actors to take advantage of our customers who may not be used to online banking and may not have ever transacted with us that way. So we are constantly reminding our customers to never give out any personal information. We will never ask for a password. We won't ask for a user ID. But we've had situations where, you know, customers get duped or they get tricked and they give information out, you know, and then there's the risk for an account takeover. So we are just constantly messaging, you know, when people call us, we remind them. We have signage in the branches that talk about that. We have it on our website. You know, we want people to bank with us remotely using their computer or their phone, but we want them to do it securely.
Moving along, Dorian, from your life experience, perhaps you could share your top productivity tips for the workforce out there, which are primarily working from home at this point.
Oh boy, that's been a tough one, because yeah. I am also working remotely, and how do I make sure that I stay productive and stay focused while I'm actually working from my home? And for me, my top productivity tip is to, I have set up my own home office. I don't generally work from home, so I made sure I have a quiet place. I have all my things that I need to be effective and be productive at work. But I also make sure every hour or so, I get up out of my chair. I walk around. I stretch my legs because, as I said earlier, we are working, you know, 12, 14-hour days. And if I don't think about it, then I could literally be sitting in a chair and not moving for 14 hours, which would not be healthy, both physically or mentally.
Dorian, before I let you go, nothing really could have prepared anyone for what we're experiencing today. But perhaps you could share, either from your life experience or a mentor of yours, some type of tip that would be meaningful to anyone that's out there, and especially executives in the business world today.
Wow. Well, I always say that the only constant in life is change. And we are all going through an extraordinary amount of change in a very, very short period of time. And I wake up every day and I stay positive and I am grateful that my family is safe. I work with extraordinarily bright, passionate people. And although I can't be with them physically because we're all separated, I still feel very, very close to the people I care about. So for me, it's staying connected. It's staying connected to the people that I admire, that I respect, but also recognizing that this too shall pass.
You know, Doran, if I could just add one last point, what's so special is obviously there's such a warm environment that permeates throughout the executive staff and the staff in general at Investors, because that's not something that someone could just invent, that type of relationship and move over to in a vacuum. They obviously has to have those roots, those deep roots ingrained from months and years prior.
I am so fortunate to work for Kevin Cummings and Dominic Cama. I've been in business for many, many years, and I have to say this is the best place I've ever worked in my entire career, and I adore both of them. I believe in their vision. I respect their values, and you know, together we're going to get through this.
Folks, that was Dorian Hansen, Chief Marketing and Product Officer at Investors Bank. When we come back, we're going to hear from Anna Alavera, Retail Marketing Executive for the New York Region at Investors. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.